is conditional use, or I'm sorry, change of zone, number 1883 OABP Marina Bay Lakeside LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community to an MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community to amend conditions of approval of change of zone number 1475, ordinance number 1573, for certain parcel of land lying being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 787.787 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the south end of Bay Farm Road and the south side of Trinity Road. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcels are District 234, Map 30, Parcel 1 through 430. Staff would note for the record, there was a site plan submitted, a staff analysis, comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and the Sussex Conservation District. We would note the request, all the request is tonight is to amend the condition regarding the number of units and the type of number of units. Originally, the condition was to allow that the number of units shall not exceed 1,404, consisting of 323 single-family lots, 378 single-family detached condos, 325 single-family attached townhouses, and 378 multifamily units. What the applicant is requesting is the overall number not to exceed 1,394 units, comprised of 358 single-family lots, 388 single-family detached condos, 270 single-family attached townhouses, and 370 multifamily units. So what they're looking to do is reduce the number of townhouses and increase the number of single-family and single-family detached condos. And that is the request. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you. Yes, sir.
Good evening. For the record, Zach Crouch with Davis Bonner Fidel. And pretty much he summed it up. I mean, this was a application that was back in November 2002. And the more of the story is decreasing the townhouses and increasing the single family lots and as well as the single family condos. Multifamilies will stay the same, and actually the total number will decrease from 1404 to 1394.
All right, then. Well, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Mears.
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Ms. Wingate?
I'm assuming that the capacity for the sewer and the water will still handle the additional.
There's no additional. If anything, we're decreasing the total.
It's a net decrease of 10 units.
Right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't get those very often.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, no.
A little surprised, huh?
Yeah. We're going down.
Yeah, right.
I was thinking
about the numbers.
Yeah, it's an overall shift. So there's single families, like Janelle said, it's going from 323 to 358. So that's an increase in the number of single family lots. The single family detached condos is going from 378 to 388. So that's an increase of 10 single family detached condos. But overall, the number of units gets picked up or reduced with the reduction in single-family attached townhouses, which originally was approved at 325. Well, they're talking about reducing that down to 270, so they lose 55 townhouses. So when you do the math, you're 10 under what they originally approved for.
And we've
seen this happen before in other applications, other larger developments, particularly, you know, as they undergo development. Particularly when a lot of these came through a while back, they pegged a number early on of the type of housing they wanted, but as the market or whatever changed, the housing types evolved, and they've come back in, you know, I don't talk about other developments, to never increase the density, but sort of shift around how those housing units are allocated. So.
Okay. I understand how the market does change, so I have no further questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Mr. Hoffman?
No questions.
Okay. Staff?
No, thank you.
Ms. Cormo?
Yes. Are you sure you actually want to lose the 10 lots? Because if you ever want them back, you would have to come back through another public hearing to get them back.
Okay. Let me address that for you. Having been here for a while and having seen this scenario many times, the commission certainly appreciates your position that you're reducing the number of units, but. Just so you understand, it isn't a requirement. You would still be entitled to the same total number of units. All you're asking to do is to have the mix changed. So that's my understanding. that you're asking in this one section to have the mix of the units changed. And in that instance, apparently it's yielding a decrease of 10 units. However, there isn't a requirement for you to give up those 10 units.
And it's interesting that because I was going to comment on that, but decided not to, but it will now. That's just going to push 10 more units further down the road, which means we're going to have to build bigger roads and more infrastructure because they're coming. So think about that, whether you want to cut back or not.
We're good with the request.
I'm not sure what that means.
That's the guidance we received.
Do you need a moment to confer with your client?
No, I've got a head shake and the okay. Yes, and they're getting the request that's submitted is what we're here for tonight.
All right then. That's absolutely fine. Just wanted to make sure that you
appreciate
understood
it.
You understood what was going on. That's all. Okay? That's the only reason. Okay. And we were all the way down to Janelle. And what else? Anything else? Okay.
Have you verified with the other engineer and home builder in the development that this decrease in the number of units will not impact them?
If you give us your name, sir.
I'm John Horner. I'm an attorney with Ocean Atlantic and OABP in Marina Bay Lakeside. The change in the count of units won't impact anything that they have currently approved in their section. So it won't impact what they're currently allowed and authorized to build at all.
Okay.
Does this just affect one section? You're just redesigning one area of the...
Well, it affects the overall count, but their sections that are owned by other areas are already approved and already have unit counts that will not be impacted. They'll still be able to build what is approved in their communities regardless of this change.
So the 10 units that you're losing, they're coming out of this one area that's being redesigned? Is that...
It will not impact their ability. Yeah. The 10 units will still, they still have their existence. Not like we're going to be able to race and get ours built and then say, oh, there's 10 years that can't be built. There's
okay.
still...
That was kind of the question I was
yeah.
going
to
ask.
Yep,
great. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Very good. Ms. Miller, you have anything you wish to add? Anything for Del Dot?
Jennifer Snelly Miller for DelDOT. I'm not familiar with the development. The engineer I wanted to be here today is on her way and won't be here any minute. So if I'd like to defer, just because of the development that's going on in that area and the road that they're accessing from 24, I'd rather have the engineer speak to it from our development coordination office.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
I would just point out that
you understand that this isn't a... We're not adding anything. We're changing one type housing type for another. So the impact on the road is really...
Yes, understood.
Okay. All right, then. Well, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application, since you've already taken a seat. Is there anyone here? Oh, are you done? You're not done? Well, if you're not done, don't sit down.
I just want to speak on that just because, you know, if we're looking at a decrease in 10 units from a traffic perspective, it's, if anything, it's decreasing. So there's,
think everybody gets that.
Yeah.
Everybody gets that.
Okay. Thank you.
It's all good. Okay.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of a change of zone? Number 1883 OABP Marina Bay Lakeside LLC. What a mouthful. In favor, yes, sir. Come on up. Give us your name. You may have the floor. You just grab that microphone. It should bend right down
over here, too, Mr.
Williams. We've got a handheld here. We'll get it passed over to you.
No, I'm good. As long as you can hear me.
We can.
Chairman Wheeler, we've been together before. It's nice to see you again, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
My name is John G. I'm a resident of the Peninsula. I also represent the Peninsula Homeowners Action Committee, which is all the homeowners separate from other community organizations.
And are you speaking for them this evening?
I'm speaking for myself, but they're represented with me in the room.
Okay.
It's safe to say. We share a wonderful relationship with Ocean Atlantic. So this is certainly an endorsement of what they're doing. But we have some concerns that we'd like to express just in terms of the numbers overall within the community. it's not a dispute to what they filed. It's a clarification, if we might. I mean, we know full well that we live in a very dense community. I mean, all I have to do is go back to George Coles, the Senate vote, 2004 or 2003, when he said this is too dense, and he's always stood by that when he was on council. And certainly we've been before you before on other issues such as the clubhouse and things of that nature, and where we share town together. What we're concerned about is simply the numbers themselves and the filing that was done for you, where there was a reduction to 1,394. If you look at the adjoining map drawn by the same people, the number at the lower left-hand side of that map states 1,336, not 1,394. So it's a conflict that we see that we'd like to understand why the difference in the two numbers. Secondly, we have been at our regular board meetings of the community association, we've heard numbers of 1,331 as an ancillary number. Additionally, what we've seen in the past, and I don't know if this does anything other than confuses the issue for you, so you're going to have to just write these numbers down. When Marina Bay, a condominium association, which is in the center of this, there are 10 separate communities within Peninsula. There was a reduction, to my best knowledge, of 27 building sites as they tried to widen the size of the pad for the homes to be built. I was aware of that, having worked with Preston Shell at the time. Well, I also recognize that in Saleside, which is a community now under development, which was originally allocated 96 spots, that's been reduced to 60. So it's not that we disagree with any of that. You must understand, most of us that have been there, in my case for 15 years, we love the community, we love what Ocean Atlantic is doing, and we're all concerned about the density pattern that exists. We'd like to understand more about it and certainly make you aware that there are some issues there that we'd like clarity on and transparency, that not that we don't have them, but this raises the issue of just what is the right number. Once again, it's all a reduction, and of course the owners want to maintain their ability to build out, which we understand. We'd just like to have more clarity on what the process should be. It's that as we go forth, we'll have an understanding ahead of the construction itself.
Okay.
So to me, as I pose to you, our largest question on the table is, when you have a filing to reduce by 10 to 1,394, but the accompanying document, which is a map of the development, indicates 1,336, it's a disparity that we wonder why it exists and what the answer is for it.
Okay.
And we're still in favor, by the way. We like the lack of density.
I'll see what I can find out. Okay, thank you, sir. Perhaps you want to comment on the apparent discrepancy in the drawings here? Is it simply a drafting error? Or?
Yeah, we had to submit a plan. If this body recalls Saleside that came through and we got approved, I don't know, a year or two ago, we had to provide that map to show what was built. And because, unfortunately, there was no records of exactly what was built out there and how all these different communities developed over the years. So Ms. Cornwell asked us to put together a map as far as what the ordinance said, which is, there again, we went over that, which is for the total of 1,404, and what was actually built in these areas, and which that map reflects. So that was just the stuff that has been built and the potential of what still needs to be built per the communities.
So the number, though, just to kind of circle back, the number from the original ordinance of 1,404, you know, taking into account those shifting of units, the number we're talking about is 1,394, though.
That is correct. Okay, I mean,
Well, that's
that was just what was built and what was out there, because they didn't have any records of exactly, and they asked us to put that together based on the sale records that Ocean Atlantic and the Peninsula had. We put a master plan together, so that was what was built at that particular time, not what can be built, and what can be built is what we're proposing to be 1,394 net reduction.
Well, as long as it doesn't add up to more than 1,404 or 1,394, as the case may be, that's really a discussion you guys need to have among yourselves.
So. And that process, I would say, was probably helpful to the commission staff.
Because they didn't have nothing.
This particular project's had some history, not anything to do with the current applicants. It went through some prior.
It's had a number of parents.
Yeah, so that was probably good to come up with that number.
Yeah.
But 1394 is the number. If this gets approved, that's the number it's going to be.
That is correct.
Not anything higher or lower.
Just a discrepancy in the numbers.
And those two numbers?
Yeah. All right, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor? Yes, sir. Come on up.
Good evening. My name is Joseph Andrew Yablonsky. I'm a resident of the peninsula and have been for the past 12 years.
Okay.
The document to which Mr. G referred, which we thought was part of the record, shows down in the lower left-hand corner the total units in this property was to be 1336. Now, when we last met with, I should say back in October, when our Peninsula Community Association met their quarterly meeting, the number that we were given at that time by Mr. Tobias in terms of the total build-out was 1333, which is quite close to the number 1336 that's on the map or survey or whatever one wants to call it. As Mr. G indicated, we have a genuine interest in making certain that if there's going to be a lower density, which is something we would applaud, we would like some greater transparency. It needs to be said that there is a portion of this area in Marina Bay that was originally planned for 15 buildings, or rather 13 buildings, of garden-style apartment or garden-style condos. Only two of those have been built. 11 remain to be built, a total of 165 units. And what we have been told in the neighborhood by the current ownership, by club people, by the predecessor owners, Wells Fargo, was that those garden style condominiums will not sell and they will not be built. And we would just, because it involves a question of whether we, the homeowners, will elect a majority of our homeowners board or not.
Well, the issue that you're dealing with is the question of whether or not those units will be built is a market question, okay? They have the approval to build right now 1,404 units. They are asking to reduce that to 1,394. So they're going to have the ability, the legal right to build that many units. If they choose to build less than that, that is a decision that this body has, we don't have any control over. They don't have to come in and ask us if they can build less. Now, if they change the housing types, which is why they're here tonight, then yes, they have to come back in front of us.
So
that whole question of whether or not they'll be built is something between you and them.
Because, okay, but what, yeah. Just so I understand you correctly, in the event the marketplace determines, as I think it probably has already,
that these
particular 11 buildings mm-hmm. with 165 units are not, they're not marketable.
Right.
And if they want to change it to, say, townhouses, luxury townhouses, or whatever it might be, they have to come back and get your approval to do it. At that point, the homeowners throughout the community will have an opportunity to be heard.
Yes, sir. Just like tonight.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1883? Anyone on the commission have any further questions?
No.
I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. Okay, from Delta.
I'm Suzanne Laws. I'm the Sussex County Review Coordinator for DelDOT.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with the project. I don't have any notes on it. We would recommend that they come into development coordination for just to take a look at the traffic generation numbers.
Okay, well, since it's a reduction in the number of units, I don't imagine that the traffic generation number is going to go up from what's already been approved, so they may choose to come to see you or not. That'll be between you guys.
Okay.
That's fine. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. All right, then. Anyone on the commission have any further questions? All right, then. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Mr. Chairman, I would say that it looks like there's quite a few folks here from the peninsula, maybe. You know, I don't know if, you know, you wanted to...
Well, you want to show hands, or
well, yeah, we can do a show hands, and then if you just wanted to maybe act on this one, just, you know, if you're thinking about
I'm absolutely fine with that. If someone on the commission wishes to make a motion,
I would say, just I want to point one thing out, just because there's been questions about the numbers, I would like you to defer it, just so we can pull that old ordinance out, you know, and just look at it. That'd be a good reason.
In other words, let them know that we're not going to make a decision.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Thanks, Mr. Keller, for...
Right, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to CZ 1883 OA hyphen BP Marina Bay Lakeside LLC, I move to defer for further consideration.
A second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1883 OA BP Marina Bay Lakeside LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, thank you. Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1882, Nassau Delaware Acquisition Company LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and C2 medium commercial district to an HR1 high density residential district, RPC, residential plan community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 15.2 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Coastal Highway Route 1, approximately 150 feet north of Old Mill Road, and on the north side of Old Mill Road, approximately 708 feet east of Coastal Highway Route 1. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel is District 331, Map 4, Parcel 15, and Parcel 15.03. Staff would note for the record, there's an exhibit booklet, a site plan, a staff analysis, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, comments from the DLDOT, service level evaluation, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, the results of based on the number of units, it went through our plus process, so we have the plus comments and the response to the plus comments, and we also have a number of letters in opposition. The letters in opposition have concerns about the environment, traffic, and the use of the property. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you. Mr. Tracy.